triangle.
Triangle, because it's gonna start at the property line up here, right?
Yes.
At the property line, then it's gonna go.
And it cuts in behind the shed?
Behind the shed, enough to give them a setback for the.
Simple as possible and enough for they, so they can have full, complete control and use of the shed.
And I can't see it affecting the lot that's remaining.
So can we guess about?
Or do you need to have him draw you?
I think I understood, so we're not talking about 25 feet long, we're talking about, it's a little bit longer.
Yeah, that'd be on the north side, right? That's the north side of the property.
North side, yep, I'm with you.
It's gonna start at the corner of the property and just angle behind that shed and go far enough.
Kinda like that, yeah.
Yeah, and go far enough to give them the setback required for the shed, so there's no very.
Would this actually help you, you've got one?
I've got one, but that's why I was confused. It's just wrong on that.
Yeah.
So we're wanting to do initially, I just gotta make it right in my mind, cause I don't.
A long, narrow triangle that cuts back in behind the shed.
Yeah, and I drew it out.
That's right.
It's gonna actually get, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's a better plan than,
right?
No,
right.
It's about 15 feet on the east side goes to zero.
But it was originally, presented when I met on site is what I drew, but this coming from that property line will make it cleaner. It'd be a lot cleaner.
Does the neighbor, can we?
Your Honor, I'm starting to court all day. I'm Sherry Harris, I'm an attorney here at Abramson. This is a better, because the visual is not right.
We've got it right, though. We've got it right.
Here's the ultimate. Here's why we're really here. Because this really should be and can be a friendly thing, if there's no reason for it. Their sole purpose in this is to build a fence to the property line. Okay? They're certainly their right. The problem is, what they're wanting to do with my shed, okay, is give us the shed, post 15, and then come to the property line. Okay? When they build this fence that they're going to build, my client, because of the way the land is and where his water, what's it called?
Wellhead
is, will not be able to pull in his driveway.
Okay, show me on your.
Okay, yeah, this is where.
I do need to see that.
This is where it gets tricky.
Yeah, I don't have a wellhead spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have more than one?
I have more than
one.
One that way. You betcha. There you go. This is a bad one. So here is the church. And here is the shed. Right here's where the shed is. That's mm-hmm. where they're talking.
But where's the wellhead? Can you?
The wellhead is right here. Right in the middle of where he would have a driveway.
Where is the driveway now?
Well, what they've been using, and what everybody since 1916, when this was built, has used, is they sort of just pull in.
Well, they can pull in there, but they.
But when you, okay.
This is not exactly right, I don't think.
Well, I don't think it is either. And there's two points, too. This one right here.
That one doesn't mean anything.
Thank you, because I think that's what they think the fence line's going to
do. I don't think it means anything.
Thank you. We don't think it does either.
It's got to be where the pin is, and that'll have to be.
Which is
you're in opposition of them giving you that property.
I just want right? If they would know, I'm all in favor of giving this to shed, which is what should happen.
So where are we discussing
years ago.
This part? Is this drained or
something? Well, it is to me. Yeah,
we would like to know
understand
exactly.
Both sides of it personally.
Right. Okay.
So it's important to me.
I just want
to
get it right one time and not be back in court somewhere. So here's the deal: if they were to give the 7 feet, which is great, that solves everybody's problem. But instead of coming here, which will, again, leave him with absolutely no room to come off the road, and he can't come on this way because there's a curve here, and this is vegetation, and the city, the county's already said he can't do that. If he would just make it a straight line.
And my concern would be, from the pen where we're building over here to this property, there is a culvert in place right now,
grass covered,
that previous owner drove onto. And I would just correct, I'm Don Miller, I actually, hi there. I'm from Springfield, Missouri. I actually represent the Southern Missouri District. I'm the superintendent. And I would correct on one thing. We are not just saying, well, we want to change this line so that we can build a fence. We are changing this line because the owner of the property had a survey done, I think thinking that we were on his property. When he had the survey done, he figured out the property line ran right down through the middle of his shed. We're trying to be a good neighbor in just giving them the land. He wanted to buy a larger portion of land, which would not have been allowed by you all because of this, the land size, nor did we want to give up the space of the land. So I'm struggling a little bit to figure out how he won't be able to pull in. We don't mind to give a little bit of latitude on that, but the reason for the fence is that oftentimes there's been a lot of things piled up in around the shed that has created a less than sightly view, and because there's been argument over the shed, there's been times, and there's been times that vehicles were pulled in but had a trailer on that would be sitting back on the property. At other times, he felt like he was being blocked in by people and may have happened. So good fences make good neighbors. So the idea of putting a fence in so that, and you know, it, we're willing to give some latitude.
So why can't we do that? Can we make it this square?
He has a 24-foot entrance. My driveway isn't that wide.
He can't use that. Here's the problem, Don.
Okay.
He can't use that because I've been out there. I'm sure you have to. He can't use that because to use that, he has to pull back out. And he can't pull back out because there's a freaking curve right there. And I don't know how much you've been down there, but I'm sure Mr. Poulos is saying.
He pulls in parallel to the front of his house.
He does. That's right. And then pulls it and turns around.
And uses church property to do that.
Well, he actually physically looks to me like he uses highway right away.
Highway right away right there.
Well, and church property, which, I mean, that's not, you're not.
That's highway right away.
We're just wanting.
That is highway right away. He can use it, I can use it, you can use it, everybody can use it.
Oh, that's not
but
an issue.
Why, if it would be that latitude, now this is just me thinking here.
Okay.
Why could we not make that, instead of a triangle, a rectangle,
and, you drive and give him a little bit
more
here
and give him more room around his wellhead, and you build your fence? Evidently, the wellhead is evidently like right in here. Oh, I don't know where it's at exactly, but I'm going to say it's right, yeah.
You pull in, park.
And it sticks up, of course, because you can't put a wellhead level with the ground.
But the wellhead's there, and it's been there since I bought it.
He has a 24-foot driveway now. Does it need to be wider?
When I bought that house, I've actually got a picture.
With a wellhead in the middle of it, said
no one has ever
put a wellhead in. I've seen it.
It sticks up.
I was six.
It sticks up. I was standing there, and I was standing in the middle of it and hadn't seen it. So
all right, excuse me, guys.
It's there.
We're going to back up. This has become a community discussion, and this is not how we're going to do this.
Mr. Chairman, can I interrupt?
Please.
Basically, you're not getting a variance. I mean, you know somewhat of the exact nature of the. It sounds like there's conflict between how they want the minor subdivision and the property form. If you feel a variance is allowed to go around the shed, you'd just be allowing to reduce. Your variance is just going to say you're going to reduce that southern parcel by roughly the 500 to 600 square feet. The actual shape of how they do it sounds to me like it's a conflict that needs to be worked out between the two property owners.
I would totally agree with that.
And they stay within that square footage, and they'll still be within your variance.
We'll work with you.
Whatever, okay. Triangle, rectangle.
We'll walk it out there and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Well, if we do that, we're going to change that amount of 500 feet to maybe 700 feet or whatever.
You have the ability to do that. Yes, up to.
So
and
we.
Maybe. Gentlemen, it may be, and you know, we want to work what's right. It may be that we need to simply pull back where we start the fence so that he has enough room to pull in.
Would that be agreeable to the property?
That is what needs to happen, with the understanding that, you know, are you amenable to that?
We need to go out there and look at it.
Yeah.
This is new to us about the wellhead that got sprung on us.
Oh.
Yeah, and we will be willing to work with. But I don't think that we need to push the whole thing further. It may just be a matter that we need to have the fence starting point a little bit further in to make sure that he's got room to. We don't. We're not trying to cut him off of his property. Okay, that's fully. And so we're willing to work with that. If you all can work with us, we can work out the actual spot of where the fence starts to make sure that he's got access.
We just want the shed to go up.
So, Bart, it sounds like the question is, do we go ahead and allow for this variance regarding the subdivision?
I think we can do that and make the amount of up to 1,000 feet of variance.
That was going to be my suggestion exactly.
And that'll give everyone the latitude they need.
Less than that.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to us. We're going to approve this minor subdivision that's non-compliant and give enough space. 1,000 foot's got to cover.
Yeah.
So that these folks can work out their deal.
Work out between you how that is.
And so what we will need to do then is work between us and then with a survey company to establish the correct line.
Yeah, is that acceptable?
Is that acceptable to both landowners?
Yes, absolutely.
And you could change that by changing the fence.
Of course, we also have to realize, too, you are giving us permission to do that. Nobody has to act on it.
Right.
That's correct, and what we're doing is giving you guys the latitude to work this out.
But there is a timeline. Once it's approved, there is a limit on time if you intend to do it.
Sure, and we plan to move quickly.
I think it's 120 days.
Next week I'm pretty free. So.
Okay, so do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the variance on the lot size and the minor subdivision of up to 1,000 feet of property.
1,000 square feet.
1,000 square feet of the property.
That's the reduction of that lot by that amount,
and which would Alrighty. Enlarge the other lot up to that amount.
Yeah, and if Correct. It can be done for less, that's sure. acceptable.
Yes.
Okay. Scott, does that wording make sense to you? You're the one that's going to have to keep those. Okay.
Yes, they have the latitude to do a minor subdivision, which would reduce the southern lot up to 1,000 square feet.
We verify that
the continuation of the minor subdivision of the two lots.
Can we verify that that is enough? If they were to go rectangle, are we going to do that here?
Well, I guess
because that's the most we would ever.
Here, I'm gonna pull up on Beacon real quick and say worst case scenario if we had to go rectangular in size, is 1,000 square feet going to be enough? I think I do have the ability to do that here. I'm kind of guessing.
Fancy dancing.
I'm guessing a little bit at where the shed is, but don't hold me to this. Scott, I believe in the minutes here or in the notes, you said it was roughly 10 feet in the original version. I'm going to use 10 feet from what I think is 7 feet past the shed all the way up to the front property line, which is actually about 75 feet.
I got 74.74 on my map.
Oh, I did 74.48, so I'm pretty close.
Ooh,
yeah. So that's still at a
and that shows
100 square feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure we were everything
is covered. Yeah. Okay, now we have a motion on the table.
From
Rick, to accept the variance in up to 1,000 square feet of the, what is it, the southern lot?
Yeah.
To
along the northern property line of the southern lot.
Okay, now we have a second.
I'll second that. Rick Persinger.
Rick Persinger seconded the motion, so we're ready to have a vote.
Corey Roebuck, aye.
David Hurd, aye.
Rick Caudill, aye.
Rick Persinger, aye.
Trevor Woods, aye.
Okay. It sounds like.
Pardon me if I broke the quorum at all.
Hopefully, this is easier than going to court.
Well,
a lot easier.
What we'd rather do is get a right decision as to follow protocol exactly.
And great when you guys are working together. Much harder when you're fighting.
Yes, no.
Very good.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Well, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for your service.
So, I don't have any other new business.
Your reconsideration requests have been postponed to the August meeting. I don't know if we got you fully. We did repost the agenda, but those rehearing requests, reconsideration requests, will be heard in August. And I have no new or old business.
Okay.
On that note, I would move to adjourn.
I will second that, Rick Caudill.